8 o'clock. Thank you. This meeting is being recorded. It's 8 o'clock in Yerushalayim, and we're learning the parasha that begins with the word Va'era. Va'era. This is such a wonderful parasha that, you know, there are certain ideas and questions that come up year after year after year. You never get them. You never get to the point where they're really solved. So let's learn a few psukim, starting from the end of the parasha of Shmot last week. And Shmot tells us the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu was destined for greatness, and he was certainly going, when he was a baby, they already knew that he would light up the room that he was in. He fought for justice, he took a chance, and he killed an Egyptian. He had to run away. He confronted the message from God that he was going to be the shaliach, the messenger. Alone, face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no doubt that Moshe Rabbeinu was destined from childhood to be the leader, the king, the lawgiver. I mean, whatever kind of titles there are in the world, he had them. And we come to the end of the parasha of Shemot, and Moshe Rabbeinu appears to the king, and he appears to his own people, and somehow everything gets worse. The slavery, the standard of slavery got worse. Until that time, it was still possible to breathe. I mean, the slavery is not a wonderful state, but it was still possible to breathe. Moshe Rabbeinu shows up, and Paro makes everything worse. Everything. There was no time for anything. There was no way that the people would be able to maintain the kind of lives that they had when they were slaves yesterday. Today was a new day, a new world, and it could not happen. So Pasuk Kav Bet, if you look at the Pasuk, you look at the Pasuk, Vayashav Moshe El Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu came back to Hashem, meaning that he was accessible. He was accessible to Hashem. Vayomar, he said, Adol Shem, Hashem, Lama Reota La'am Hazeh, Lama Zeh Shelachta. You imagine that? Lama Reota Lama Zeh, why did things have to go badly? Why did the amount of straw that was necessary to make the stones, why did that straw go up? They had to find more and more. They were not able to live, these people. Lama ze shlachtani. So Rashi says, Lama hariyota lama ze. You see the Rashi? Im tomar mach patricha. If you'll say, what difference does it make? If you, Hashem, will say to me, Moshe Rabbeinu, mach patricha, I'll do it. I'm doing it this way. It'll happen. Don't worry, it'll happen. Kovel ani al sheshelachtani. So I'm unhappy. I'm distressed. Why did you send me? Why do I have to be part of this? Why do I have to remember Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who caused them grief, who made it impossible to work because there was no time? Pasuk Kav Gimel me'azbati al parol leber b'shimecha. I want to clarify, Moshe Rabbeinu says, clarify. Me'az bati el paro ledaber b'shmecha. From the time that I came to paro to speak on your behalf, you sent me. Hara la'am hazeh. Things went badly. And hatzelo hitzalta etameh. And if you'll say, okay, things go badly, I mean, maybe that's part of the process. But Atzelo itzalta et amecha, amcha, amecha. You did not save them. Ara Rashi Pasukab Gimu. Lashon Hifil, who Hifil is whether, you know, those of you who have ever been in Ulpan or who know Hebrew somehow, you know that one of the binyanim is called Hifil. Hifil, and that's kind of Lashon Hefilu, it's like intensive, an intensive statement. Harbe ra'a alehem, harbe ra'a alehem, but a lot. It made it really a lot worse. V'targumo avish, and Rashi quotes the Targum Onkelos, says a similar word. The point is that is it like a conflict between the one who sent the messenger and the messenger? It doesn't supposed to be that way. It's like the messenger says, "Why did you send me? It was a trick. I told the Bnei Israel they're going to get out of Mitzrayim, and you gave them added slavery." Okay, so that's the question that Moshe Rabbeinu puts on the table, but it's also the question that the Torah puts on the table. It's a question we come up with every year. We add it again and again. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? And we have to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was not bereft of sensitivity. It wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu could not imagine that God would be able to do this in some manner. One second. Shoshana, I'm teaching. I'll call you back later, okay? I am, yes. I'll send it to you. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, he did understand things. He knew it was going to, he knew that whatever, he still, even if the delay in the redemption is understood. But why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to be the shaliach, the messenger for bad tidings? That was not the point. That was not the point. So now God answers Moshe Rabbeinu. Amazing. It's like a shir. Vayom Hashem Moshe, Ata tirei asher aseh leparo, ke biyad chazaka yishalchem, or biyad chazaka yigashem beatzo. And God spoke to Moshe, Ata tirei, now you're going to see, now it's all going to change. Everything's going to change. Ata tirei Rashi, Ata tirei, your heart al midotai. You had strange thoughts about the way I do things, God said. Lo kavraham shamati lo, ki vi yitzchak yikorei lechazara, v'achakin amati lo, aleil lo'ola. In other words, it's not like Abraham. Abraham was faced with a situation which was inconceivable. God said Yitzchak would be the future. He would have children. And that would, from those children, would sprout the nation of Israel. Then God said to Abraham, so kill him, sacrifice him. Abraham was not nervous about it. This is the sheet of Rashi. Rashi says, lo hir her acharai. He didn't say, didn't come running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, but if he's a sacrifice, then how will he be the father of the nation? How's that possible? Not possible. Alei le'ola v'lo hir acharai. He did not claim that there was something inconceivable about what I was doing. So he says, lo hir acharai, v'fikach atatireh. Therefore, God said to Moshe Rabbeinu, atatireh, now you will see. Asui leparo, tireh. What's going to happen to Paro, you're going to see that below. Asui lemalchei shivat amim. Why did God mention it? Because what I understand, asui lemalchei shivat amot, which means that the Shiva Umot, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu did something wrong. Asui leparo tireh, velo asui lemalchei shivat amim. Kisha avi aim la'aretz, I will bring them to Eretz Kanan, but you're not going to go into Eretz Kanan. In other words, it's like saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, look, I'm going to tell you the answer, but I expected you'd be more like Abraham, and not like you've been up to now. That's what he says. Okay, just 1 second. Tatir, by the Baal Him and Moshe Yom Lav, Ani Hashem, God speaks to Moshe. Right, the name of God that appears is Elohim, which is Din, judgment, by the Elohim, the harshness, El Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. Well, by the Elohim El Moshe, here it is. Diber ito mishpat. Al shikshali daber velomar lama hariota la amazed. Diber ito mishpat. God spoke justice to him. You know about justice. It's a topic that we in Israel are kind of involved with now. Al shikshali daber velomar, because he asked that question. Lama hari ota lama zeh. In other words, what God says to him is like, it's like a justice, a Supreme Court judge giving a decision and saying, look, Moshe, I'm going to explain it to you. I'm explaining it to you, but you have to know that you made a mistake. There's something that you did which is not going to allow you to come to Eretz Israel. You're not going to be part of the bracha that was given to Abraham and then repeated to Yitzchak and Yaakov. By the Baal Hakim El Moshe, the Berito Mishpat, Al Sheikshale, the Ber Vilomar. Al Sheikshah, he asked, he had a kushia, a question. Lama Hare Ota Lam Hazeh. Lama Hare Ota Lam Hazeh. By Yome Lama Ni Hashem. And God continued and said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani Hashem, Rachamim. Ne'eman l'shalem, sechar tov l'mitalchim l'fanai. Ani Hashem, I reward those who deserve to be rewarded. V'lo l'chinam shalachticha. Don't think l'chinam shalachticha, which is another way of understanding what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Lama harayota lama zeh. You didn't descend me. Lo lechinam shlachticha, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, ki im lekayem divarai, shedibarti l'avot harishonim. I want to actually fulfill what I said to the avot, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Umilashon hazem atzinu shu nidrash v'kama mekomot ani Hashem ne'eman lipara. I pay my debts, so to speak. I pay my debts. Okay? Back to the Pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel. Vayiral Abraham v'Yitzchak v'Yaakov be'el Shaddai. U'shmi Hashem. Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Lo nodati lahem. I appeared. Now this seems to be an important step in the process. I appeared to them, Bekel Shaddai. Bekel Shaddai is the strong name of God. Shmi Hashem, mercy, lo nadati lahem. I didn't speak to them. In other words, Pasuk Gimel in Rashi. I promised them different things. The avot. I said about all those promises that I use the name of power. But I did not tell them my name, the other name. I didn't promise them anything with the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Lo Hodati Enktiv Kan. It doesn't say Hodati in Hifil, Ela Lo Nodati in Nifal. Lo Nikarti Lahem Emidat Amitut Sheli. They were not as aware of my consistency, my promise, keeping the promises you are. Ne'eman la'amet devarai, I am committed to validating my promise. Sharei hivtachtim velo kiyamti. I promised it to them, but they didn't get it. I promised them Eretz Canaan, but they didn't get Eretz Canaan. It wasn't theirs yet. The Avraham Avinu had to buy, a grave. Had to buy a grave. So we're up to Pasuk Dalet. Up to Pasuk Dalet. V'gam ha'kimoti et briti itam. I established my covenant with them. L'teit lehem et Eretz Canaan et Eretz Megureihem asher garu bah. Gam hakimoti et briti. I established a covenant, an agreement, not just a promise. Itam with them, latet lehem et eretz Canaan, to give them the land of Canaan, et eretz megureihem asher garu ba, the place that they were dwelling in. Pasuk dalet in Rashi. Gam hakimoti et briti. I have also established a covenant, God says. Hakimoti et briti. Gam kishen nir'eiti lahem el shalem, when I appeared to them in my powerful way, itzavti ve'emadeti briti beini ubeinehem. Even then, even though I appeared with such great power, I established this covenant between myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and them. Latet lehem et eretz Canaan. I said I would give them the land of Canaan, l'Avraham v'parashat Milah. When the topic was circumcision, ne'emar, ani El Shaddai. V'netati lecha lezaracha charecha deretz v'gurecha. That's what you're going to get, the land where you live. Li Yitzchak, ki lecha lezaracha atein et kol ha'aratzot ha'el v'akimoti et ha'shvu'a shenishbati l'Abraham. Clearly stated to Yitzchak. Yitzchak, you're going to get the benefit of the agreement that I made with Abraham. Abraham gets Eretz Canaan, Yitzchak gets Eretz Canaan. Votashua shenishbati l'Abraham el Shaddai, amarti li'Yaakov. And the same thing is true about Yaakov. Ani el Shaddai prei urevei v'et ha'aretz asher v'arei shenadarti lahem v'lo kiyamti. But they did not have any doubt. I mean, that's the point. They didn't have any doubt that I would give them the land of Canaan. So it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu relating to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was, just 1 second. Pasuk chet, veveiti etchem, and I will bring you. HaKadosh Baruch says to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, veveiti etchem el haaretz asher nasati et yadi letet ota l'Avraham li'Yitzchak li'Yaakov, v'natati ota lechem morasha, ani Hashem. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends his kind of shir that he's given to the Moshe Rabbeinu. And the end of the shir is, I will bring you to the land which I have promised to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'natati ota lechem morasha, and I'll give it to you as an inheritance. Ani Hashem. One more pasuk. V'yedaber Moshe kein el b'nei Yisrael. And b'nei Yisrael I'm sorry, and Moshe Rabbeinu spoke these words to Bnei Israel, Velo Shamu El Moshe. They didn't pay attention because of Ruach Me'Avodat Hashem. So in the story that we are told, Moshe Rabbeinu starts out in the story representing the complaints of Bnei Israel. Why is it that we are worse off now than we were before? The people of Israel thought it was a good question, and Moshe Rabbeinu thought it was a good question. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu said, maybe I don't need this job. Lama ze shalachtani? Why did you send me to do something? And the opposite is what's happening. You sent me to bring them out of their slavery, and they are mired worse and worse in a state of slavery. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Moshe Rabbeinu aside. He says, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to tell you something. I expected more from you. I expected you would understand that there must be some reason for what is happening, and that does not affect in any way. Does not affect in any way the promise that I made to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And everybody knows that the promise I made to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov was not fulfilled in their day. But they didn't doubt it. They didn't have a problem with it. So I'm telling you now, right? I'm telling you now that it will be the same for the people of Israel. You just stand around and wait. And you'll see pasuk slicha velo shamu el Moshe mikotzer ruach me'avodat Hashem. They didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Here the Torah says that it's because they were oppressed. They were oppressed. Just 1 second. Okay, the Rashi to Pasuk Tet, the 9th Pasuk in Rashi. Yes. Lo shamu el Moshe. Lo shamu el Moshe. They didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu's explanation. What do you mean they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu's explanation? It didn't make sense to them. They didn't understand. I mean, God said, don't worry. Don't worry, we'll push them around a little bit, them super slaves. They won't be able to have a minute rest during the day. And so Bnei Israel said, Lo shamu el Moshe. They didn't understand. Lo kiblu tanchumim. They didn't accept this these statements that God made, that the promise is in place and it'll happen and it'll be good and, you know, all of those kind of things. Mikol Zeruach, but short of breath, Kol Mishu Mitzar, Ruchon Neshivato Katsura. These are people who are unhappy. Their wind and their soul and their breathing gets shorter. Ve'lo Yechol Le'arich B'Neshimato. Karov l'inyan zeh, shamati parasha zo mirabi Baruch, Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'vili ra'ya b'mikra zeh, and he brought me a ra'ya from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, b'pam hazot odi'eim et yadi, ve'et gvurati v'yedu ki shmi Hashem. Lamadnu, from that pasuk in Yirmiyahu, shakodesh Baruch Hu ma'amen et dvarav, makes it fortifies them, strengthens them. Amen. Afilu lipura nut, even if it includes a bad end. Modia sheshmo Hashem. He announces that his name is Hashem. Kol shekein amana letova, and everything is for the good. V'rabotenu dashu l'inyan shel ma'ala shavah Moshe. Lama Hare Ota, the Chachamim said this has something to do with what Moshe Rabbeinu said above. Shalmala Shama Moshe Ba'amayim Nigleti Alehem El Shaddai Velo Amruli Mashmecha Vata Amarta Mashimo Ba'omar Alehem. So Moshe Rabbeinu is accused of being a person lacking faith. Lacking faith? We go back to the parasha, we see Pasuk Yud by the Be'er Hashem El Moshe Leimor. Bo Daver El Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, he sends him again. V'yishlach et b'nei Yisrael mi'artzo, and he will send the people of Israel from his land. V'yidaber Moshe l'bnei Hashem l'moed b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. V'yich yishmeni paro v'ani aral svatayim. You remember all of this. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu responds, with Moshe, it's only between God and Moshe Rabbeinu now. V'yidaber Moshe l'bnei Hashem l'moed. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, right, says to Hashem, Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. B'nei Yisrael didn't listen to me. I mean, what am I going to tell them? V'ech yishmeini paro v'ani aral svatayim. V'ani aral svatayim. You look at the Rashi. Ech yishmeini paro. You see that the line here at the bottom? Ech yishmeini paro. Ze echad mi'asara kal b'chomer shabatorah. Okay, that's interesting. You know, interesting for people who are interested in kal b'chomer, but what does that change? Aral svatayim, atum. Atum means covered up, stuffed. Stuffed, just let me, I can see that this is a problem. Every time you use that word, orla, foreskin, it's atum, it's covered up. Orla, aznam, atuma, mishmoa. Okay, so let's go back to where we were. The story is this. Moshe Rabbeinu representing Bnei Yisrael. Lama hariota, lama zeh shalachtani. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand why this additional punishment has to be meted out to Bnei Yisrael. He doesn't understand. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him and says, I understand, you don't understand. So I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to explain something to you. And there's something that I'm going to explain to you. Should answer your question. And so what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu explain to Moshe Rabbeinu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to Moshe Rabbeinu that his promises, the promises that are made from heaven, will surely be kept. And historical reality is irrelevant. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that we'll come back to Eretz Yisrael and we'll be able to establish ourselves in homes in Eretz Yisrael, that's going to happen. It doesn't matter what the reality seems to say. Well, you know, we've gone through difficult times in history, times when no one would imagine that it would bring us, those times would bring us back to Eretz Canaan. But it did. Because the promise is intact, and that's something that the people of Am Yisrael didn't know. Because the promise was made to Abraham, and it wasn't kept. The promise was made to Yitzchak, and it wasn't kept in the life of Yitzchak. And the promise was made to Yaakov, and it wasn't kept in the life of Yaakov. And that's all they knew. That's all they knew, so that B'nai Yisrael, so it's always like God says, I can forgive them. I forgive Bnei Yisrael. They don't get it. They don't get it because they're not of that special quality. Like Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov didn't have a problem. Abraham said, sacrifice my son, I'll sacrifice him. What about What about the Zera, the future, the children? No, it's God's promise. It'll be. It has nothing to do with what it is I think I'm doing. It'll happen. It'll happen. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Bnei Yisrael, or he was going to go back to Bnei Yisrael, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why would they listen to me about this matter? After all, they're still slaves. They're still slaves, meaning that according to Moshe, Ech Yishmaeli Paro, he says, you know, like, who's going to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? The situation is not changed. The Jews are enslaved. And that brings us to the greater question, which might be behind all of this, and that is, why were they enslaved? Why were Bnei Yisrael enslaved in Egypt, working very, very hard under very difficult conditions, and hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would fulfill the promise to bring them to Eretz Canaan? All of this is kind of pretty complicated, but I'd like to say this. Slavery, from the beginning of time, has been an option on which you build communities, which you build a nation. Slavery are the people who don't have the right or the ability to make a decision. They get a schedule and they have to follow it. They can't leave. They can't run away. They can't do anything that would imply that they had some sort of freedom. The situation in Mitzrayim seems to have been bearable. Bearable slavery. We've heard many stories about bearable slavery, and yet slavery itself is unbearable. Why is slavery unbearable? Because slavery denies you the opportunity to make a decision. And the opportunity to make a decision ultimately rests with every individual. And that's why everybody is classified as Mekabel HaTorah, as receiving the Torah. Each individual person in Am Yisrael has the opportunity to accept the Torah. He has the free will opportunity to accept the Torah. This recognition that free will is at the basis of human action and human divine interaction, this was established for Am Yisrael. This was established for Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And it was in Mitzrayim that they understood that it was important. Slavery, their slavery was important, and that their slavery would become the bedrock of Judaism. Judaism is the religion that allows free will decision making. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not that kind of slavery that'll teach that lesson. It's the more serious kind of slavery, the kind of slavery where you have no time, where you can't fulfill your obligations, where you're always under fear of punishment and sometimes death. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Moshe, I never heard of this kind of slavery. It's not in the tradition of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were able to decide in favor of God. They had that free will opportunity, which enabled Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to be with God, to decide, to make the right decision. The people of Israel needed the slavery in order to understand that free will decisions are very, very significant. And it's only in Yitzhak Mitzrayim that they understood why they are significant and how they are significant. So Moshe Rabbeinu came back to Bnei Yisrael, or was sent back to Bnei Yisrael, and he said, it stays the same. The people are not yet ready to understand this free will opportunity that they have, and that was what Yitzhak Mitzrayim gave them. Gave them the opportunity to understand that you could have free will within the context of the Torah. As difficult as it is to understand, it's the reality. It's the reality. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were discussing when they talked about his argument of Lama Ariyosa, Lama Zeh Shilachtani. Okay, have a good Shabbos. All the best.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Shabbat Shalom.